Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this is Stargazer, our weekly guide of what to look for in our island skies. We've got Sean Lotch from the Emilo Astronomy Center on the line. He's our official conduit to the research community atop Mauna Kea. Hey, Sean, aloha. What are some of the things we'll be looking for in our week of stargazing?
Aloha, Dave. Greetings from Mauna Kea. Third quarter moon takes place on Saturday this week. On that day, it will rise in the east at midnight and set in the western sky at noon. Venus is getting higher in the western sky at sunset, while Saturn is in the southwest at that time. And if you're an early morning riser, look for Mars, which rises around 4:30 in the eastern sky, roughly an hour before the sun.
I was enjoying the Mercury-Venus pairing that we had.
Yeah, it was really beautiful last week, and of course now Mercury's getting so low, it's really challenging to see. You might still catch a glimpse of it, but it will be tough.
Anything unusual on tap?
Thursday is the peak of the Bootid meteor shower. This shower varies greatly, with some years only showing a handful of meteors and other years having quite a good number. Watch for these on Thursday night. Easiest way to see them is to follow the handle of the Big Dipper, making an arc to the bright reddish-orange star Arcturus, which here in Hawaii is called Hokulea. That star is the brightest in Bootes, which is where these meteors will appear to emanate from. So you can kind of be watching in that area again once it gets dark.
Which part of the sky?
So this is going to be high overhead right at sunset, and you'll be able to watch them for a good portion of the night, probably up till about midnight or so.
Anything like the X-37B, Hubble?
Well, this week is actually a great week for watching the International Space Station in the evening skies. Tomorrow night, you can see it from 8:52 to 8:55 p.m., moving from northwest to north. Wednesday, from 8:04 to 8:08 p.m., moving from north to east. Thursday, from 8:51 to 8:54 p.m., moving from northwest to southwest. And on Friday, from 8:02 to 8:07 p.m., from northwest to southeast. And that will be the brightest pass for the week. So lots of ISS this week.
Thank you so much for the thorough report, Sean.
Mahalo for having me, Dave.
You are quite welcome. Sean Lotch, Emilo Astronomy Center on the Big Island. And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next time here on Stargazer.